Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second week of December. As I look at the calendar, I realize that there are only 3 more weeks left before the end of this year. I haven't yet had the chance to reflect on the whole year of my journey, and that's something I plan to do over the holiday. I will probably schedule a special coffee outing with my diary to spend an afternoon really thinking about my adventure of 2023. Memorable events of the year, things I have learned, challenges I have taken, new visions and goals that came to me and I would like to grow over the next year. Currently, I'm also decluttering and reorganizing my living space, a big scale one that I haven't done in years. This also gives me a great opportunity to sift through not only this past year, but also recent chapters of my life. Do you have a special ritual that you love to do before the end of each year? What is it, and how are you preparing for it this year? Today, I am taking you back to one of my earliest memories, a memory of Christmas. As you know, I grew up in Japan, where Christmas is a fairly new tradition. But most families do celebrate Christmas with a tree, cake, and presents. And of course, Santa Claus is a big deal for young children. The story I'm about to share with you is about my family's tiny Christmas tree and the special role it played in our tiny apartment. What old memory of a festive season will come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Under the Christmas tree. In this memory, I'm 5 years old. One day, in early December, my mother takes out the box of a Christmas tree kit from the storage and brings it to the living room of our tiny, half-dilapidated apartment. It's a small fake Christmas tree that was bought in the winter my family moved into the apartment 4 years ago. The plastic tree comes in several parts. As my mother starts assembling the trunk and the branches, slowly the shape of a fir tree appears. And that's when my little brother and I come running to the room, abandoning whatever we've been doing. "Mummy, are you doing the Christmas tree?" The Christmas tree kit comes with tiny ornaments, a few long shiny threads, fluffy cotton to mimic snow, and a large star to be placed on top. After my mother finishes assembling the tree, we all spend some time decorating it together, hanging the ornaments on different branches, sticking the cotton between the branches, and wrapping around the tree with the shiny threads. Since my brother isn't tall enough to reach far up in the tree, I'm the one who places the star on the treetop. From that day on, the tree becomes the center of my brother and my attention. It's wonderful to have a tree inside our home, because there are now many fun things we can do with it. As a starter, I pretend to be a horse, eating the tree leaves. I then become a cat with my brother,
cozying up under the tree. The various ornaments hanging from the branches come in handy. I pick some apples for our food and a candle for warmth. We also pretend to be a prince and a princess by wearing the shiny threads and cotton on our clothes. By the time Christmas is over, several ornaments have found their home in our toy box, and the shiny threads have been bared to a great degree. My mother collects all of them, putting them back into the box with all the tree parts for next Christmas.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.